It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am reminding myself that great victories are often born out of chaos or imperfect conditions. In fact, I think it's causing my understanding, or rather appreciation, of imperfect conditions to go to the next level. Because sometimes I think that, you know, what I'm praying for won't actually happen until my circumstances improve. So then I look to God and say, okay, Father, please improve my circumstances. But then I think he's looking back at me now saying, this is it, kiddo. This is not going to get any better than this. And the assignment that I have given you at this season of your life, or, you know, your life's work will be done under these conditions. And, I think I get trapped because I have that natural inclination to associate perfect conditions with God. And anything that is imperfect or a mess, I never associate that with him. But then we need to look no further than what Mary had to endure by delivering Christ in a manger. You don't get any more imperfect than that. And I think the aha moment for me is that God gets the glory, it appears, even more amidst the chaos. So the scripture today is Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. So I see now that we can't confine God to just perfect conditions. He delivers scenarios and promises on our lives with imperfect and perfect conditions. So I'm going to carry that with me today. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.